Lance Metal, Paul Dottino here with you on Giants.com. This is the latest two-minute drill, and Paul, a number of players addressed the media following day two of voluntary minicamp, most notably Nat Burhey, the safety who missed all of last season, Paul. But great news, he's fully been given the green light to go.
And he didn't get that green light until just before this minicamp started. Remember, last year he had that calf injury, then had to have a procedure, and nobody really knew for a while exactly how long he was going to be out until they eventually had to put him on IR because of the surgery. But he claims now, he says, I'm in this to win, when I asked him about trying to compete for a starting job. So you can see he has set the bar really high.
Well, Paul, speaking of that safety group, Landon Collins also spoke with reporters, and he said, we may be young as a group, but we still have a lot of experience because they were able to fully digest Spags' system last season.
Yeah, well, that's the good news about what we like to call the three redshirt injured safeties from last year. I mean, between Bennett Jackson and between Burhey and Michael Thompson, the Giants have three guys who are at least in the film room. They got a chance to look at the books. They got a chance to watch what was going on. So are they really kind of rookies now? Well, probably a little step ahead of that because they have had some experience watching.
Well, speaking of gaining experience from the sidelines, last season, O.O. Digizua was also hurt, but he's very motivated, Paul. There's an opening for the third pass rusher, and you can tell he's hungry to take that job.
He is starving to take that job. This is a guy who not only had a foot injury, then had a hamstring injury, and basically lost the whole season. But he says he's not a rookie either. He believes that he has learned an awful lot by watching these guys. He has tremendous pride in being a Giant and is determined that he's going to show them and prove to them that he is going to be that third pass rusher to supplement JPP and Vernon.
Double O was limited to just four games last season. Eli Manning also spoke to the media. And, Paul, my biggest takeaway from Eli was the fact that the biggest thing they can get out of this mini camp is get used to the new coaching staff, get used to the new schedule, because there are a lot of new faces here.
Yeah, there's no doubt, plus the new music, right, which is playing during the spring. They didn't used to do that either. There was different voices out on the practice field, let's face it. And so that will take some time. But what I do like about it, remember, we talked about the synergy. Remember, Eli Manning was a guy who gave a big thumbs up to Ben McAdoo when he was promoted to head coach. That synergy is already in play here. You can see there's a lot of comfort going on.
And one thing to note coming out of day two of minicamp, wide receiver Ben Edwards was carted off the field. For Paul Dottino, I'm Lance Meadow. This is the latest 2-Minute Drill.